A notorious North Okanagan man convicted in 2019 of threatening a sex trade worker with a gun, recently had a warrant issued for another offense but then retracted due to a court mix-up. A bench warrant for Curtis Sagmoen was issued in Kamloops Provincial Court on May 16 after neither Sagmoen nor his lawyer showed up for a court hearing, according to Damien Darby, Communications Counsel for the BC Prosecution Service. Sagmoen was supposed to appear in court on two charges of possession of a firearm contrary to an order, related to an incident that took place in Kamloops on April 18. On May 21, Sagmoen's lawyer had the matter added to the court list and advised the court that she had instructions to appear as his agent on May 16, but missed the appearance due to a diarizing error, Darby said. The court accepted the submissions and vacated the bench warrant. Sagmoen, a Silver Creek resident, is no stranger to the court system, having several past convictions of violence against women. After being convicted in December 2019 of wearing a disguise and threatening a sex trade worker with a shotgun, it would be only 2 months later that he was again found guilty of assault after he rammed a woman with an ATV at his parents' Salmon River Road property. He also pleaded guilty to assault in an incident involving a sex trade worker in Maple Ridge in 2013. In October 2020, RCMP issued a warning to any person involved in the sex trade to not respond to any requests for their services, and not engage in any activity, in the Salmon River Road area, for which Sagmoen was known to reside. RCMP would also issue the same warning to sex trade workers on April 11, 2022. A property on Salmon River Road was the subject of an extensive search in October 2017 after the remains of 18-year-old Tracy Genero were discovered. Police consider her death suspicious, but neither Sagmoen nor anyone else has been charged in relation to the teenager's death. Sagmoen's next court appearance for the firearms charges is on June 6, in Kamloops to consult legal counsel. Read more. Crown seeks 7 to 9 year jail sentence for Vernon manslaughter of Kelowna woman. Read more. No prison time for TWU security guard convicted of manslaughter.